Bible is very clear. It's the key to understanding the whole issue. God only accepts lawful divorces where an innocent person repudiates and sends away a guilty fornicator. And so that is the answer to it. She performed a lawful divorce. Now I want you to think about that and let that sink in, please. This woman is no longer the woman of Matthew 19:9b, is she? She is the woman of Matthew 19:9a. She's not the woman of Matthew 5:32b. She's the woman of Matthew 5:32a. Can you see that? She performed a lawful divorce. She put away a fornicating spouse. This is where Larry and I disagree. The man divorces this woman. In this other case now, there's no fornication involved, and the woman protests. Now that man commits adultery. The innocent woman divorces the guilty man for his fornication. And she remarries. Larry will call her an adulteress. Why? That's because of the unlawful divorce right over here. Do you all see that? That's precisely why. But wait a second. If this unlawful divorce over here did not count with God, why does the divorce count here? Now, you tell me, is this divorce lawful or unlawful? It is not for fornication. No fornication has been committed. This divorce, Jesus said, is unlawful, according to Matthew 19:9. Does God accept unlawful divorces? No. What divorce does God accept? It is the key, folks, to understanding this whole issue. God only accepts lawful divorces, where the innocent repudiates a fornicator. Did this woman put this man away for fornication? Yes, she did. Right over there. You see that? She remarries then. There is no adultery because she performed that lawful divorce. May she remarry? I believe Jesus said so. I want you to know for the record now, too, that Larry is inconsistent. Now, again, it's not that I have any ill will toward Larry. I don't. But I do believe that this should be said, as it is my conscience. Larry rejects one unlawful repudiation. But he accepts the other unlawful repudiation. Why? I'll have to let him comment, but I just believe that's inconsistent, folks. Also, the race to the courthouse view is more consistent than Larry's because it acknowledges both unlawful repudiation. There would be brethren here that would be taking issue with both of us, that would be taking us to task because we say, both Larry and I, that if a guilty man repudiates an innocent wife, she can in turn repudiate him for his fornication and remarry. They say, oh no, she's divorced, and whoever marries her is divorced. It's adultery. But you see, we understand the key to understanding the issue is that God only accepts lawful divorces, whereby the innocent puts away the guilty. If the Bible view is perfectly consistent because it rejects all unlawful divorces and accepts only lawful ones, folks. This is the truth of the matter. If an innocent woman divorces a guilty fornicator, she may remarry without committing adultery. Remember, that is the key to the issue. Let that sink in. Now, here are some simple statements of truth. The law of Christ concerns who has the right to divorce and remarry, not just who says, I divorce you, or who initiates legal procedures first. Only the innocent person has the right to divorce the fornicator and remarry. Marriages are made in heaven, and so are divorces. It is contingent upon what God says. Divorces are performed on God's terms, and God does not bend to corrupt courts, guilty fornication, or people who get tired of their mate. Jesus did not come down from heaven with a briefcase. God's law is applicable to all people of every tongue and nation of every generation. His law is not contingent upon human law. The law of Christ protects the innocent and prohibits the guilty. I do believe that is the essence of what Jesus is saying. And so here's another simple statement. A repudiated person may repudiate, and a put away person may put away. People can repudiate each other. But brethren must be concerned with why a repudiation took place and not when it took place.